1420 WILS.
And we're back. Capital City Recap. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. 16,000 children in Michigan are living in foster homes right now, over 400,000 nationwide. While foster care is meant to protect children from a worse alternative, are there some better options to avoid fostering altogether? To discuss that, I'm joined by Vivek Sankaran, director of the Detroit Center for Family Advocacy and a professor at the University of Michigan Law School. Welcome to the show, Vivek.
Thanks for having me.
You know, your center works to reduce the number of children that go into foster care by providing legal representation and social work services to low-income families. Are children often being sent to foster care because the system isn't regularly providing these types of services?
Yes. So most kids enter foster care due to poverty-related neglect. These are families that have housing problems, maybe problems with the school system. And there are legal remedies that exist that could help prevent these kids from entering foster care. Legal actions against these landlords, housing subsidies, different educational programs. But these families don't have advocates, don't have anyone to guide them through these complicated systems. And that's where our program really assists them.
No kidding. So it amounts to just a little assistance on the side can actually keep a child with his natural family.
Right. So what we do is offer each family that we work with a lawyer, a social worker, and a parent advocate who help guide the family and assist with resources. So sometimes it means helping the parent obtain custody or maybe a protection order that could keep the child safe from an abusive spouse or an ex-boyfriend. But in times when parents can't do it, we often end up helping relatives who are willing to step up and take these children and not relying on state aid or state assistance. And in those situations, the kids can stay safe, but with their family and don't need to go into foster care.
You know, the public understanding is that children are sent to foster care when their own families are either a danger to them or can't maintain proper living conditions. Is that not necessarily the case then?
It's just not true. There are very few cases, probably about less than 10% of cases involve serious physical and sexual abuse, and the overwhelming majority of cases involve some type of poverty-related neglect. And those are the types of cases that we're really able to help out on. These kids can be kept safely in home with their families, and the foster care system just isn't a good parent to children. And we know that from study after study and story after story, we can't resort to it as much as we do.
You know, what's the impact on a child that's sent to a foster family? Does it tend to be significantly more disruptive than finding a way to keep him in, with his or her own family members?
Most often, yes. So you have first the initial impact of removing a kid from his family, his siblings, his community and school system. And then what you've seen in the foster care system is that these kids move around from home to home, don't get enough services, and then often end up languishing in foster care without a permanent place. And there have been studies of kids who leave the foster care system, who are raised by the state, that show that these kids end up unemployed, incarcerated, relying on public assistance. Just not good outcomes for these kids.
What about the families that take in foster children? I mean, isn't there a chance for a child to find a much more positive environment than the one he or she came from that may even lead to an adoption?
So there are certainly cases where that's the right result, these cases of serious physical or sexual abuse. But in the overwhelming majority of cases, the best option is leaving kids where they are and providing the family with support. As someone who's represented kids for many, many years, these are where my clients want to be. They want to be with their families. They want to be, if they can't be with their birth parents, they want to be with their relatives or aunts and uncles, whoever it may be. They don't want to be in the home of strangers. I'm not saying that that isn't the right result for some kids. Certainly that is, but not as many as we would think.
And what happens once a child is placed with a foster family? Is there an adequate amount of monitoring and support by the state?
There just isn't. You know, right now, the state of Michigan is under a federal lawsuit involving the conditions that foster children have to go through. There's a federal court overseeing it because the state just hasn't done an adequate job. And particularly when it comes to keeping them connected with their families and arranging visits between parents and children and siblings and relatives, that's an area that we don't do very well at.
I'm talking to Vivek Sankaran. He is the director of the Detroit Center for Family Advocacy. The center's been open for several years now. What are the statistical results of the cases you've handled?
Well, we've been open since 2009. We've served about 230 children. And thus far, not any of our children in our prevention program, the program that's aimed to keep kids out of foster care, have had to go into foster care. We have an incredible collaborative relationship with the Department of Human Services that sends us cases that in which they don't want to remove, but there's some condition that they're concerned about. And in those cases, we've been able to go in and problem solve and work with the family, work with the social worker, and prevent these kids from having to go into foster care. In fact, they don't even file a petition against the family in these cases.
So give me a typical situation where a family is facing the potential of their children going to foster care. What kind of issue might they be facing, and how does your center go about resolving it?
So one example is a housing situation. So in Detroit, there are a lot of people who are forced to live in substandard housing. A referral is made to the department. A social worker visits the house and sees that it's in bad condition. But what we learned from our investigation is that it's not the family's fault. It's a landlord who isn't doing what he or she should be doing. And our center has been able to successfully file lawsuits against landlords or mainly negotiate with them, maybe to get a security deposit back, while our social worker then goes and finds housing for the family. And then the social worker is satisfied that the housing condition has been addressed and the kid is safely with their parents.
And then, so in terms of a situation where a child is facing a potential fostering situation, is it the state then that gets involved and initiates that process over the will of the family sometimes?
Right. So the way our process works is that when there's a concern, the Department of Human Services has the power to file a petition to start the court process. And in that process, they can ask that a kid be removed, and that will trigger a pretty complex court system that is overworked. You have judges who have way too many cases, lawyers who are overburdened, hearings that are often quick and pretty perfunctory, 5-minute, 10-minute long hearings where decisions, life-altering decisions are made. What we're trying to do is lessen the burden on the system so that those kids who have to be there can get the adequate resources that they need.
If families were getting the proper legal and social service support, how much of a drop would you anticipate we'd see in the fostering rates in Michigan?
Gosh, it would be a huge amount. I mean, I would speculate to tell you sort of numbers, but it would be, if we were to offer families with the prevention services that they need, these are in-home services to help them, with real basic things like, tutoring, mentoring, after-school programs, daycare. We would get such better results because we'd keep kids with their families, and we would save quite a bit of money, because in the long term, foster care is not only a bad solution for children, but it's very expensive.
Well, talking about money, the state is currently strapped for it, and the services your center provides, they do sound costly. I mean, if this level of support were available system-wide, how much would it likely cost the state?
So I think it would actually save the state considerable amounts of money. So we're in the middle of an evaluation of our project. But take, for example, a kid who goes into foster care. If he lives in a group home, which many of our older teenagers do, they can run up to $150 or $200 a day to pay the costs of a group home. Similarly, licensed foster parents get paid a stipend, a subsidy from the state. If we can prevent these kids from coming into the system, we can save all of that money. And so what we're trying to do is show that an upfront investment in these families in the long run can save considerable amounts of money, and I'm pretty confident that we'll be able to show that.
I mean, are there some vested interest in keeping this foster system in place as it is?
Part of the problem is federal financing. So as the system is structured right now, if states put kids in foster care, the federal government will essentially pay for half the cost of foster care. It's an uncapped entitlement, so the money will keep coming. Whereas for prevention programs, like the type that we're talking about, it's a very small pot of fixed money. And so a state like Michigan that's financially strapped has every incentive just to keep putting kids in foster care because they just don't have the money for prevention, which is just short-sighted because overall it's going to create worse outcomes for kids and cost all of us collectively more money.
Well, it certainly sounds like there are motivations not to pursue this prevention route. Are state officials showing an interest in expanding centers such as your own?
They are, and I know that the new Department of Human Services director, Maura Corgan, has been a big supporter of our program, and we get many of our case referrals directly from the Department of Human Services. So my hope is that we'll show success first in Detroit and Wayne County, and we'll slowly start to expand in other parts of the state, and we've gotten interest from other places across the country as well.
Have other states pursued the type of program that you're heading, and have they had similarly successful results?
They have. So there's a project very similar to ours in Vermont right now. There's one in Charlotte, North Carolina, one that's starting up in Virginia. And we've gotten interest from others in California, Illinois, because it's not, you know, what we're proposing is not rocket science. It's just this basic notion that if you give a family the tools, the legal and social work advocacy that they need, they can come up with solutions, and they don't need the state to come in and take their kids and make a solution for them. Often these families have the answers.
Wouldn't it, though, require almost a continuous servicing in the sense that, you know, once one crisis is averted, there may very well be another one down the road for any given family?
So I don't think so. You know, I think that from our experience, and one of the things we're tracking is where our families are, you know, 6 months or a year later. And thus far in our cases, we just haven't seen that because often we're able to create some type of solution, whether it's the stable relative who can care for the child while the family endures whatever it is that they're going through. You know, we're not in this business to just do a quick fix and be done with the family. We're looking for sustained change. Part of the reason this project began was a hypothesis. We were just testing this out. This is a pilot project just to see if this type of intervention would work. And I think we're finding that it is working, and we're hoping to be able to service more families.
Vivek Sankaran, he's the director of the Detroit Center for Family Advocacy, a center that is attempting to affect the statewide foster care system and find ways to prevent so many children from being in foster care, 16,000 of them in foster care in Michigan right now. Thank you for joining me, Vivek.
Thank you.